This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Clouds to the left, dark clouds to the right, here I am stuck in the middle.
Hi, I'm Tracy.
And I'm Susan.
And this is the club for women in the middle.
You know, the ones with little kids and big kids and aging parents and work and hormones and money and a to-do list that breeds overnight.
Welcome to the Sandwich Club.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Susan.
What's in your sandwich this week, Tracy?
My mum.
She fatty?
Yeah. Bit crunchy and salty.
Salty.
Yeah. Not my mum per se, but her voice.
Okay.
That suddenly sprouts out of my mouth.
I opened my mouth and my mother came out.
Absolutely. And things I said I would never say.
Yeah.
One that I think of right off the top of my head is, turn that music down. Because I love listening to music loud.
Right.
But what I've realized is I don't like their music. Yeah. And that's why they need to turn it down.
That's right.
About where my music, the 80s, was amazing. Yeah, so you if have you to
raise,
have it loud.
You need to raise your children on 80s music,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Actually, we were quite fortunate. They went through a stage when they were angry and sulking and cross with me.
Mm.
They'd go to their room and play this head-banging stuff. I think just to actually probably piss me off. But but they actually, Ivan used to listen to Elvis and you know, all the 80s stuff. So they actually did. So very often it was good stuff.
And I reckon, like, when you're a teenager, you're like, I'm never going to do that. I can remember many times. And, I mean, my daughter's done it as well. When I'm a parent, when I'm an adult, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to do that. And I've turned into the person that has a knee rug and tells people to put on an extra jumper when they're cold.
Yeah, and they're like, but I'm not cold. Well, I am. Go and put it on.
That's right.
I never was going to say that, but boy, do I say things that are just like that. Another thing, so it's not PC for New Zealand, but in South Africa, we were still smacking our kids. And then I always remember my dad saying, I'll give you something to cry about.
What is that?
And then I found myself one time, I'll give you something to cry about. And I thought, hang on.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, I said I would never do that.
Yeah, wait till your father gets home.
Yeah, yes. You know, when I interviewed the boys.
Yeah.
Ivan and Hayden brought that up.
Oh, really?
And then Ivan said, because obviously they don't smack their kids, but they were saying, I get it now. I understand why he said that. I'll give you something to cry about if you're just crying about nothing. Oh, it's funny though.
And it's kind of annoying, right? Because as a midlife woman, you want to be able to cry about nothing.
Exactly.
And you want to be angry. Exactly. And you want to be able to throw a tantrum and we're not allowed to do that
anymore. No, not allowed
anymore.
To do that.
Yeah.
Not good.
It's funny, all of those things that you grow up with that feel either normal or really annoying, and then they really do come out. Like, I find myself doing things like walking around the house, turning off light switches.
Yes. Checking all the doors and all the windows, closing the curtains, which never used to worry about at all.
Yeah.
Look at us being all responsible
and
grown up.
And I think it's related to what we talked about last week, because you're always thinking about the power bill or you think about the grocery bill or whatever, you know? Yeah. I mean, I grew up in a house where Mum was a homemaker, so she had a job, but it was only just like a little part-time job.
Yes.
But her primary role...
Yeah.
Was caring for the family and doing the cooking and the cleaning and all of that. And I never did any of that stuff when I was at home, because she used to say, when you are an adult, you will be making lunches and washing dishes and doing washing for 50 years.
Yeah.
So enjoy the fact that I'm not going to do
it. That was cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did that with my kids a bit too. So I made their lunch. In fact, still, when I was able, I would, Joseph's 20. And when he was home in the summer, I'd be like, oh, mate, you know, I'm not a child anymore. I can make my own lunch. Yeah, but I don't want you in my kitchen.
Yes.
Don't want someone else in my kitchen. Yeah. And I think actually that was part of my mum's thing, was that she liked the kitchen was kind of her domain. But I think there's something in that, allowing kids to be kids and not have that responsibility for as long as possible.
Yeah, I didn't do that so well. and my reasoning was, I used to make them lunch and you'd put all the things that you knew that they liked, and then their lunches would come home. Eventually I just got the zig and I said to them, right, what do you want on your lunch? And I would buy it and I'd go, if you want to eat, do it yourself.
Right.
Which they started to do. But every now and then when they woke up late, that we'd go to school with that lunch. And then I'd feel awful because I'd spend the whole day going, what kind of a mother sends their kids to school without lunch, even though I was trying to teach them a lesson.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I don't think I ever made my lunch ever until I left home at 23 That's or 24. Cool. But I do think it was because of mum liked to be the one in the kitchen. She was the one that kind of managed the washing machine. And, the teenagers could mow the lawns or whatever. But it's funny, all those little traditions you grow up, right? And you don't realise that they're unique to your family. Yes. You know, like where someone sits at the at the table. You know, dad's always at that
head.
Whatever the thing is or who does the washing up or mainly around domestic things, right? Yes. But, yeah, I certainly find myself repeating some things. But then there's other things that I think, oh, I'm not doing those things.
Yes.
And technology's had a bit to do with that because my mum was a list, or still is, you know, writes lists. Yes. Well, I picked up a pen the other day and it felt really weird in my hand.
Right.
Because I just hardly ever use a pen anymore.
Oh, my goodness.
I just type everything and use notepaper, a notepad on the phone and all of that stuff. So, you know, where she would always, oh, write a note or I'll have the shopping list on the fridge that she would put everything down. And I went round to see my daughter. Well, I go every day, but this particular day, and she said, oh, I've run out of notepaper, and she's got it on the fridge because I had it on the fridge and my mum had it on the fridge.
Oh, my goodness. So, look at that.
Yeah, she'd be.
And it's funny, we don't often know why we do that. You know, there's that story about the daughter was over for Sunday lunch and her mum took the beef, cut off the edges, put it into the pan, and she was kind of like, oh, why do you do that? And she was like, oh, I don't know. Let's find my mum and find out. And she was like, oh, I don't know, because my mum used to do, and she happened to be there having tea because, you know, that's convenient for the story. And she said, oh, well, my pan was too small.
That was the only reason.
So we do things out of tradition sometimes without even realizing why.
Yeah.
And so those are kind of the things we do, I think. Or maybe we say the things we say because I like to be in charge of my kitchen.
Yeah.
I don't want someone faffing about and, you know, moving things all over the place and making a mess and not tidying up after themselves.
Yeah. That, it definitely makes me anxious having someone else in my kitchen. I don't enjoy that at all. Yeah. I never have, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of a joke amongst my friends and family. You know, Susan's in the kitchen, keep out.
Stay
I'll tell you what, rant alert. Don't.
Here we go. Brace yourself.
Brace yourself. Don't be doing something in my kitchen and not clean up after yourself, because if I come into that kitchen to use it and I can't use the sink because it's full of dishes or something, the steam comes out of my ears.
Yeah,
drives me nuts. Where if it's my own plate, I'm like, well, it was my own fault.
That was me. Gary cooks, and he actually cooks really well. He makes a mean prawn curry, but he'll use every single pan, every single utensil, and then it bubble over the stove. And then he'll kind of go, well, I cooked, you're cleaning. And I'm like, come on. Yeah.
No. So. Did you grow up in a house where the barbecue was, you're South African, I guess, but you know, the barbecue was the man's domain?
Yes. Yep.
And mum was inside making the salads?
All the salads. And all the women sat inside and all the men stood outside, which irritated me because I wanted to talk about business, not about babies. Yeah. Yeah, and it's very much very separate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So we had an interesting, because we're kind of segueing into tradition. Yeah. So our house, we often had barbecues at our house growing up.
Yeah.
And for my children growing up was kind of the house where everyone came to.
Yes.
And when people would come over for a meal, my mum would be like, oh, the kids can do the dishes so the adults can go for a walk.
Right.
And I don't really know what that was about because, I don't know what that was about, but they would all go off and have adult conversations, I suppose.
Yes.
And the kids would be left to do the cleaning up. But maybe it was because the mums had been doing the prep and everything all day long. But that was a big thing in the summer for people to come for a barbecue and then they'd go for a walk around the block.
That's random.
And we're off their dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I've probably passed on some of those traditions. And I do find expressions that I'll say and I'll think, oh, that is mum coming out, you know, often related to budgety type things, like, you know, where the power's being spent or, you know, have a shower instead of a bath or whatever those things are.
Yeah.
But those traditions run really, really deep.
They do. They absolutely do. And I think you're not even aware that it's only you that kind of do that thing until you start to go around to other people and you're like, men don't do that. Or you see them do something like, that is weird.
Yeah.
I had a friend just thinking, I had a friend her mum was English, her father was Italian, so he could hardly speak English. And they used to do really random things. One of the things was I had the audacity to cut my spaghetti at their table. He nearly chewed my head right up. No, what are you doing? But they used to play.
So he was Russian, was he?
No. That's my Italian accent. Yeah, that does sound Russian. I'm not good with accents, clearly. But they used to play hide and go seek with each other, and her mom had
the
just
parents
had,
did.
The parents with the kids, and I was there the one time, so they did this. The mom had just had a kidney replacement, and so she got stuck in the cupboard, and yeah, it was really funny. And I was like, this is quite random, you know?
Yeah.
And for them, it was a normal thing they did all the time. Yeah. They probably started when they were kids, but they were teenagers. It was high school. And I was like, this is a bit weird. This is weird.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The family dynamic, if I think about, yes, you know, open your mouth, your mother, brother.
Yeah.
But also the things you inherit from your grandparents. So I had I had quite a lot of involvement by grandparents on both sides of my family.
Nice.
My nan at my mum's mum, who had given up work when her children were born, you know, and was actively involved in my upbringing.
Nice.
And my grandmother, who I think I've mentioned before, worked till she was, you know, in her 80s. I remember she had three hip replacements because she just wouldn't sit down. So she kept wearing out these hip replacements. Anyway, and one hip, then the other hip, then the other hip.
Mm.
And I went up to visit her in hospital after, I can't remember which one.
Yeah.
And she was sitting up in hospital. Laptops were a relatively new thing.
Oh, wow.
She was sitting up in hospital. She must have been well in her 70s, which funnily now I'm like, well, that's quite young.
It's young.
Yeah, but at the time I thought it was old.
Ancient.
Doing a submission for a select committee from her hospital bed.
Wow.
You know, so this idealism that also I inherited from her. But I just had a thought that I might share a funny story about my grandmother, although this is not exactly on top of a topic for us. It is a great story. So I always thought one day if I get on Graham Norton, I'm going to tell this story.
Nice.
One day I'd like to do that.
Well, now we've got a podcast.
Now we've got I know, the world can hear
it. He might hear it and want you on his show.
You never know. So my grandmother, the one who worked full time, she was a big woman. Mm-hmm. By the standards of the time now, probably wouldn't be considered that, but was then. And she loved cream and she loved butter.
Mm-hmm.
And if I think about the things that I've grown up with, oh my God, I could put cream or butter on just about everything. In fact, unsalted butter, I could just eat it off the slab. It's so delicious.
I'm with you.
Anywho, she loved cream and butter and she loved a cream puff and she loved a buffet.
Right.
So her friend must have been turning 80, and they had a party at Valentine's, which
I've heard about it. All you can eat
place. It was made for my grandma. Yeah. And it was her favourite place. So anyway, she had this hip replacement, and so she couldn't go to the party. And my great auntie, her sister, said she would go to this party kind of, you know, in grandma's place. And the auntie was quite a very, very different to my grandmother, quite a quiet, kind of much more reserved person. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she went off to this thing at Valentine's, this all-you-can-eat thing, and as she was leaving, the lady whose party it was said to her, oh, you must take something for Nelly. You must take something for Nelly. And my auntie was, oh, no, you can't take food out of the plate. Oh, it'll be fine. Take her a cream puff. You know she loves a cream puff or a chocolate eclair. Yeah. My thing was a cream puff. So reluctantly, my great aunt takes this cream puff on a serviette.
Yes.
Gets in the car, puts it on the dashboard, and decides to drive to my grandmother's house, which is only just up the road from Valentine's. Yeah. So as she's going, there's a roundabout, and as she goes around the roundabout, the cream puff slid across the dash. My grandmother, my aunt, in her panic, reaches out to grab the cream puff and crashes the car.
Oh, no. Oops.
So my grandmother is relating the story to me.
Yes.
And I went, oh, my goodness, was it all right? Meaning the car.
Yes.
She goes, it was a bit squashed, but I still ate it. True story. Is that the best
priorities
story?
That's brilliant.
And hence my love of cream puffs. I hope people are laughing that listen because, she was a larger than life lady. Wow. And, that was just so her.
Amazing. I can picture you doing something. No, not really.
But that was another tradition. My mum and my father used to go dancing.
Right.
And they'd go to these dances where there was always a supper, you know?
Yes.
And I'd watch mum getting ready and going out to these dances. And they'd be at the supper. And the next morning I'd go in the fridge because she would have always brought me back, you know, a chocolate eclair. I love a chocolate eclair.
Gary's favourite.
I've got a lifelong love of those. my stepmother makes them and they are stunning. So, really, really good shoe buns. Shoe buns, that's shoe what they're called. That's what they're on MasterChef now, aren't they? It's a shoe bun.
Yeah.
With a cracklin finish. Yeah, so that was another really nice little tradition.
Yes.
And when I did dancing up until a few years ago, some of the things I would go to, there would be suppers. And I never took anything back for my kids because they're a bit older by then. But I was reminded of that, you know, that excitement of seeing mum get on the nice dress and go out and come back. And
Our family had gatherings with kind of their cousins, for my dad and my mom's cousins. And they would get together. We'd have a barbecue or eat. Then they'd put a blanket over the dining room table and the cards would come out. And either 5-cent pieces or matchsticks were the kind of the currency that, you know, that us kids would have to go. My dad always used to say, go milk the cats.
Okay.
Which we knew was an expression, get lost type of thing.
So my uncle used to say, I'm going to see a man about a dog. And I spent years wondering when we were ever going to see that dog.
Yeah.
Because Uncle Les would always say, where have you been? I've been to see a man about a dog.
Dog.
Wonder where that expression came. It's so cute, isn't it?
Yeah, using all those funny expressions.
Did you have people that you would kind of trotted around that you had to go and visit old people and sit on a chair?
So my granny, I loved July holidays are 3 weeks in South Africa. Well, in South Africa. And so my mom and dad worked. So we would get shipped off to my granny, my mom's mum, which I loved spending time with her. She was relaxed and we could just be ourselves. They stayed on a plot, which would probably be a lifestyle block or probably bigger than that. And so we'd get up in the morning, we'd have a grilled cheese toasty thing out of her coal oven. And then we'd get lost for the rest of the day and maybe come home when we were hungry or just go to the garden and steal the carrots or whatever. So that's such a lovely freedom. It was wonderful. And then my Oma, which is my dad's mom, we used to get to the house and in the car, my dad would go, now don't touch anything. Sit on the chairs. Do not put your feet. Da-da-da-da. And we'd get the rundown of don't do this. Don't do that. Don't breathe. Don't touch anything.
Say you're hungry and don't ask for a drink.
Yes. And so we would just sit there on her little French chairs with all her, she had those blue plates everywhere, know, the willow plates and all other knicky-knackies that if you just looked at them, they'd break. And so we would sit there very straight. So there was never fun. But being carted around to all these things where there was these old people, which are actually younger than
they
are now.
They were probably in their 50s.
Yes. And we used to be traipsed around. Yeah, it was horrible. We just were like, can we just stay at home? No. You have to come with us. And be
Sunday,
polite.
Sunday afternoons was the time.
Oh, yes. The roast.
I can remember my dad, you know, we'd be out going somewhere. Oh, Sunday drivers.
Yes.
You know, because there were these people that were out, you know, going off again, probably visiting aged relatives or whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Interesting times. I'm trying to think what else I've said that kind of I realise, there's mom and dad. But I think the main things are the jersey. We say jersey.
Oh, jersey, yeah.
Where's your jersey? Or, turn that music down.
Yeah.
Which I never thought. I was like, I am never going to say that. I'm going to listen to loud music. And I do.
So my tolerance for loud music is, unless it's music I have chosen in this particular song, I actually prefer quiet now to music.
Yeah.
And I am the person that turns it down in the car so that I can drive, you know, when you're backing.
Yes.
I have to turn the music. What is that?
I never used to have to do that, but I know now I actually do. Have you noticed, because my car actually turns it down for you when you're reversing,
really? Oh, no, my
the sound goes down.
You're obviously richer than me.
Yes, I am. No. But yeah, the other day I was driving and I was listening to a song I liked and I started reversing and I thought, oh, the sound's got almost right down.
Wow.
It obviously knows that I need it. Maybe it's like, yeah, she's older. She needs to concentrate now.
Well, slightly off topic, my brother-in-law has a Tesla.
Oh, yes?
And it plays Metallica, like on the outside. Car actually plays Metallica when you're doing things to it.
You're kidding.
No.
That is
weird. Into Sandman.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
kind of, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose Elon Musk, that doesn't surprise me. Why should they surprise me?
Yeah, it's interesting. Crazy. Yeah, so we had lots of those traditions, and I've tried really hard to build traditions into family life for my kids as well. So I've talked about a couple of them already, you know, around Christmas, and Christmas is always with their dad and the kind of, so... another story about my grandmother. It's almost, this is becoming an ode to Nellie, but my grandmother she would buy presents for everyone all year round. And there was every girl always got a Mills and Boone romance novel.
Yeah.
And a pair of really uncomfortable itchy undies. Like, we all just got them. I don't know where they came from. And everyone would have a plastic bag and it would just have like your initials on it and you'd be given the plastic bag. And we used to laugh about that, you know?
Yeah.
And then when she died in that first year and there were no plastic bags and no Mills and Boons and no scratchy undies, it was kind of that sense of loss. But what I have inherited from that is I'm not a big fan of wrapping presents.
Yeah.
It's the double handling. It's up there with emptying the dishwasher.
Yes.
Ironing. Like all of these things where you're doing
it again.
Yeah, doing it again. So I have become, I don't use plastic bags. I do use gift bags.
Yes.
I do I do reuse them, and I get accused of my children when there is wrapping paper. So at my daughter's baby shower, she just kept looking at me going, Mum's going to want to save that bit of paper. Because my mum did that too.
Yes.
I've been known to iron the pieces of paper so that they're not,
That's so cute.
And reuse them.
Yeah, I'm a ripper.
Oh, no. Can we be friends?
I know, we're so different. I don't know how we can be friends. Love it.
But those, and I guess that was also born out of that saving mentality.
Yes.
So probably most of the things, including probably the free cream puff actually, all of those things that we inherit, almost all are related to how we manage money. Oh, that's deep, isn't it?
That is deep actually.
Yeah. And what the neighbours will say.
Yeah.
Used to hear that quite a bit growing up. What will the neighbours think?
Yes, what will the neighbours think?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's quite a heavy thing to live under. You kind of, you knew any little thing that you did wrong, the neighbours were going to hear about it and then they'd be judged. You know, the parents would be like, they are going to judge us because you're a little rat.
I do remember once in a, fit of rage, and I wasn't really a ragey teenager, but saying, well, if the neighbour shouldn't have been looking out her window at midnight down our driveway then, should they? Serves her right.
Gosh, but what did you do?
I think I just got home late. I hadn't done anything. I was such a
graceful.
Yeah, such a boring teenager. I was in the Brethren Church.
Right.
Like it was radical too.
Yeah. Had to toe the line.
I think I told you about the ball, where we had the ball and then we didn't dance at it.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's radical. Yeah, well, we're going to have to do a whole episode about weird religious things that we grew up with.
Traditions.
Yeah, but no, we didn't do anything bad. Oh, wow. The worst thing anyone ever did was drove around a roundabout the wrong way, which actually was incredibly dangerous, but that was what the young Christian boys used to do.
You've got to live on the edge.
Yeah, because they were living on the edge. Yeah.
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 Wow.
But I really love all those traditions. And so there's the odd thing that I go, I really wish I hadn't inherited that. And, when a kid or an ex-husband is feeling particularly smarming, they'll be like, just like your mother.
Yes. Oh.
Yep. That's more annoying than being just like my
mother.
I'm fine with being like my mother most of the time.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. If you want to make my head spin, say that.
Yeah.
or the other thing is, that's not how my mother makes it.
Oh.
We quickly put that one to rest.
That only ever happened
I was like, go next door, because we lived over the road from his mum. That's how I met him. I moved across the road, the girl next door.
Oh.
And he used to say, well, that's not how my mother makes it. Well, off you go. Go to your mother and go and have dinner with her if she does it better.
And what would happen when you did that?
He would just laugh, or he would walk across.
Right.
He got home one night and I'd cooked liver and onions, which I inherited from my mother, and he walked in, smelt it, and said, I'll see you later. I'm going to my mom's. We will never cook that ever again, which I haven't ever again.
Liver and onions. Like, what were people thinking? I guess it's because it was cheap. and it was probably good for you.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
steak and kidney, yeah. all of those things.
Yes. I love steak and kidney pie. That, you don't really get that here in South Africa.
It used to be a big thing. Used to be a big thing. I don't know if it's still around or not.
I've never seen it, and I miss them.
I'm trying to think.
Because Gary doesn't eat any of that stuff, so I can't even buy it because it'll be pointless because he won't eat it.
So it looks, the thing is that stuff like liver and bacon, liver and mushrooms. Kidneys, brains, heart.
Oh no, trach, I can't do the brain and heart.
All of those things.
I think we're getting sidetracked, but that's.
Yeah, but my mum used to cook all those things, all right. But that is one thing that I
didn't inherit.
Yeah. And so she would cook tripe for my stepfather and the house would reek.
Oh yes.
But she would say that was what you did, you know, that's what you did for someone you love. But that is one thing
I don't think I love anyone. On that much.
No, me either.
Yeah, I'm glad that didn't carry on. Probably wouldn't eat all the liver, but it was the flavour, not the texture.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we used to be bacon and mushrooms and all that.
That's
and that was delicious.
Yeah, that's the bit that makes, because bacon makes everything better.
Everything good. Yes, absolutely.
Everything better.
Yeah.
Which is a great segue to my rant.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon.
Yes.
What is it with crappy bacon?
Yeah, come on now.
If you're going to go to a cafe and get bacon, I want it extra crispy. I don't want flaccid bacon.
Yes.
Don't give me flaccid bacon.
Yeah, no, that's gross. Bacon is a very big part of our life and home. And so when the boys were growing up and then they'd look in the freezer for bacon and they would see that there's none, they'll go, what, there's no bacon? Are we poor?
Yeah.
It was a measure of how we were doing is whether we had bacon or not.
Yeah.
And it's funny because my daughter-in-law is allergic to pork.
Wow.
So, yeah. And Gary teases her all the time. And I was like, it just means you have more.
That's right. More for you.
So a tradition that my husband's family that we've kind of picked up, when you go and eat at their house, you have to guard your food, especially bacon and roast potatoes, because they'll go, look there. And you look there and you suddenly hear forks hitting your plate.
Wow.
Yeah. And you look back and it's all gone.
See, I would just not be able to cope with that. I'd be livid.
Yeah. Well, the first time they did that, I was really angry. Like, don't you take my bacon?
Yeah.
But they think it's hilarious. Yeah. So that's their tradition.
Yeah. I won't be visiting them. Yeah. I can't stand people. That's why I don't do share platters.
Yeah, okay.
I ordered food because I want to eat the food. Yeah. I don't want to have one-fifth of that thing that I wanted to eat.
Yes.
I might do it with one person, but I'm not into this whole sharing thing. No, definitely not. Yeah. Mm. Oh, that was a nice little trip down memory lane.
It was very interesting.
Episode dedicated to Nelly.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I'd met her. She sounds wonderful.
She was full of life.
Okay.
Full of life.
Good to see you.
See you next time.
Cheers, hey. Bye.
Hey, thanks for joining us today.
We're stoked if something in this episode sounded like you.
Come and find us on Instagram and tell us your moment. We read every message at the Sandwich Club Pod.
You can listen to the Sandwich Club wherever you get your podcast, here at Free FM or Apple, Spotify, or all the usual places.
And you can email us too, thesandwichclubpod@gmail.com.
We'll meet you in the middle.
Here I am, stuck in the middle.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.